Chapter 16. Now Sarai, Avram's Isha, bore him no children, and she had a Shifcha, an Egyptian, whose Shem was Hagar. And Sarai said unto Avram, Hine now, Hashem hath restrained me from bearing. Go now in unto my Shifcha. It may be that I may build family by her. And Avram paid heed to the voice of Sarai. And Sarai, Avram's Isha, took Hagar, her Shifcha, the Egyptian. After Avram had dwelt 10 years in Eretz Canaan, and gave her to her husband Avram to be his Isha. And he went in unto Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her Gevurah was despised in her eyes. And Sarai said unto Avram, My wrong be upon thee. I have given my Shifcha unto thy Hek. And when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. Hashem judge between me and thee. And Avram said unto Sarai, Hine, thy Shifcha is in thy hand. Do to her as it pleaseth thee. And when Sarai dealt harshly with her, she fled from her face. And the Malach Hashem found her by the spring of Maim in the Midbar, near the spring of the road to Shur. And he said, Hagar, Sarai's Shifcha, from where camest thou, and where wilt thou go? And she said, I flee from the face of my Gevurah, Sarai. And the Malach Hashem said unto her, Return to thy Gevurah, and submit thyself under her hands. And the Malach Hashem said unto her, I will multiply thy Zerah exceedingly, that it shall not be numbered for multitude. And the Malach Hashem said unto her, See, thou art with child, and shall bear ben, and shall call Shemo Yishmael, because Hashem Shema thy Oni, and he will be a Peri Adam. His Yad will be against Kol, and Kol Yad against him, and he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. And she called the Shem of Hashem, who spoke unto her, El Roy, for she said, Have I also here seen after him that seeth me? Therefore, the well was called Be'er Lachai Roy. Hine, it is between Kadesh and Bered. And Hagar bore Avram Ben. And Avram called Shem Beno, which Hagar bore, Yishmael. And Avram was 86 shana when Hagar bore Yishmael to Avram.